The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Wednesday. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city. I guess you could say Jonathan's Construction and Flooring has built most of Pensacola, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we have certainly done our share of it.
I bet. Jonathan Cook is here in the studio with me this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. He looks good. A little haircut, a little color from being out on the boat, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, coming back from the weekend, having a little fishing trip.
Yeah, but any, catch anything?
No, no, I'm not going to lie on the radio and even catch
nothing. I wanted to see what he was going
to.
He told me when he came in. No. That's terrible.
We wanted to.
I hate that for you.
Everybody else did, but I didn't catch nothing. But it's okay. It goes like that sometimes. So I like taking the kids out, and they had a good time. So that's all I really like doing. And the bright side, I didn't have to clean any fish. So.
Well, there you go. That is true. That is very true. All right. So what is happening? I guess things are back in high gear now that you're back from a day off, I suppose.
And yes, yes. So now we're back to, a 4-day work week. So we got to catch up.
Yeah.
Probably have to work the weekend. And that's okay. But yeah, we're in full gear. We're ready to go. And the guys are out doing jobs today. We're doing flooring, construction, remodel, painting. I mean, it's springtime, so it's a little bit of everything happening right now.
I guess so. So if you have a question for Jonathan with the construction and flooring, you can always text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Last couple of weeks, we've had quite a few questions about things.
Yeah, we have.
Different. So talk a little bit about what you do in case someone's just joining us and they don't know about your company and all the different. You do a lot. So
we do. So if you're just joining for the first time, I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We specialize in whole house renovations, flips, rentals, investment properties, homeowner additions, and kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, and obviously a lot of flooring. So pretty much anything you're looking to get done. And some things that we don't do, people will call, but a lot of times we have someone we can refer you to.
Mm-hmm.
Your mechanicals, your roof and stuff like that. Most times we have a subcontractor that we can refer that out to. So feel free to call, and ask.
And you have a showroom, too.
We do. So we do. We have a fully stocked showroom flooring store over on Palo Fox Street. So we have flooring and cabinets there you can pick. It's a 6,000 square foot location, a little bit of everything in there. Anywhere from tile to carpet, hardwood, LVP flooring. We try to keep a pretty good selection of not just different type of materials, mm-hmm. but also we try to keep different qualities. So price points, what it comes down to. So we try to have some stuff that will start off at, say $1.29 a square foot for maybe a glue down vinyl plank. And then you would go all the way up to like a 12 or 13 millimeter Titan product that's going to be, $3.99 a square foot.
Okay.
So I would say there's a good variety in there for a little bit of something for everybody.
Okay. Well, I've been trying, now that I've been working with you a little bit, now I'm paying attention to flooring.
Right. And that happens. It happens no matter what you're in. I go
crazy?
Somewhere where we'd be eating and I'm looking at the walls, looking at the floors.
Right. I wanted to ask you, find yourself checking it out when you go into a place.
Absolutely. My wife's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm just looking to see how they did it.
Right.
It's just part of the business. When you're in it, you're going to notice it. It's like anything. Once you notice something, then you start mm-hmm. seeing it over and over, you notice
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Like, I didn't even realize this has been there forever, but people will say that about me. They'd be like, I saw one of your trucks, now I see them everywhere.
Of course. I know, me too. I was the same thing.
Once you notice the logo and you see it, then it's like, I see it all over the place.
No, absolutely. Well, I was thinking about that too, because I was noticing, I don't see carpet as much. Is that a trending out, or is that just something...
Well,
has that changed?
Obviously,
you're an expert on flooring.
Okay, so obviously, carpet was really big in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so they were carpet in everything in the 80s, and they way overdid it. I mean, we had carpet in bathrooms. We had carpet on walls. We had shag carpet. I mean, carpet was going inside people's vans on the walls and on the floor. So we're not doing that anymore. That crave is gone. I don't think that will ever come back. I don't think we're ever going to put carpet everywhere again.
Mm-hmm.
But we do see a lot of carpet still. A lot of times in bedrooms. People will put carpet in their bedrooms because they want that warm feeling when they get out.
I was
going to
say, psychologically, you think it's warmer, and probably up north, you see a lot more carpet, of course.
For sure. But you know, then we see a lot of hard surface, and then people will take carpet in there, have it bordered, and make rugs with it. So, like, if we put carpet in the bedroom, and there's any carpet left over, some people will border the edges, or we've even had it done for customers to make a rug, so that way put a rug in the living room that matches the bedrooms.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
And so it's one of the good things. If you buy a good quality carpet, is worth, if you say, if I want to buy a really nice quality carpet for my bedroom, then I can take the remnant and have it bordered, put a rug in the living room or a runner in the hallway. Because what it really comes down to is people like carpet, but they just don't like that it gets dirty easier and that it holds dirt more.
Right.
So those walk patterns, like in the hallway, the living
room, kitchen.
It wears
down,
yeah. They definitely want some more hard surface in there. It stays
clean
easier.
Well, and for me, pets. Was the issue too. That's a little harder to clean
up.
You'd
be surprised how many apartments and stuff still put it in.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though they know they're going to have to change it out in a few years or after, you know, 4 or 5 tenants, but it's, you know, it's a fraction of the cost of a hard surface floor. So they can change it 2 or 3 times and still be at the same price of a hard surface. And when the tenants are moving in, they're getting a brand new floor. And even though it's carpet, it's still a brand new floor.
Okay, I've got a good question already coming in from one of our listeners.
Okay.
So the question is, will I save myself some money by removing old flooring, like carpeting and padding, before putting in the new flooring down? And how much of a savings would it be?
So you will save some money. And every kind of floor is going to be different. So carpet, we don't really charge a lot to remove carpet. I would say your average house, about $200 to remove the carpet, pad, and texture. Carpet comes up quick and easy. And the majority of the cost that we're getting there is just because we're going to take it and put it in our dumpster. And we just try to get a little bit on each job to pay for the dumpsters.
Okay.
But now when you get into, like, say, wood, ceramic tile, hard surface floor, it can get quite pricey. Your average ceramic tile is about $4 a square foot. So if you have a 1,000 square foot house, you could spend $4,000 or $5,000 taking it out. So in a situation like that, you certainly would save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And hardwood flooring, if it's floating like a locking system, then it's only about 50, 60 cents a square foot, up to 75 cents a square foot, depending on what kind of floor it is. But if it's a glue down floor, it can be as much as ceramic tile or even more, $4, $4.50.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Glue down wood is the hardest floor to get up. So I encourage customers, if you can take it up and have it all prepped before we get there, go for
Save
it.
Save you some money. Okay. Got another question along the same lines. I have, I have existing wood floors, but have tile in the kitchen and sunroom. Can y'all replace the tile to match my existing wood floor?
Yeah, so that gets tricky because you have so many companies out there that make wood. I have tons of different suppliers in my store, and I don't even have a fraction of all the companies that make it. So if you have a box of where the wood's from and we can look it up and we can still get it, then absolutely we can order some and we can put it in. We have a big selection, so we can try to match it up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can find something close to it and we just have to put a threshold there. You can certainly do it, but the hard part is going to be finding the wood that matches perfectly. Sometimes you're better off just to go with something that completely contrasts it. If you can't find the right one, just get something that just a complete contrast to it that complements it. Sometimes I find that looks better than trying to match the wood and then it being off. And
it looks more intentional when you do the contrast. That makes sense.
But if you have a box and you know what kind it is, then we can look it up. And as long as it hasn't been dropped or it's still being manufactured, we can get it, and then we can do it to match for sure.
Okay, great. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. If you have a question for Jonathan with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and he is the expert this morning. So what is the best LVP to install in a hunting cabin? It's an off-grade house with a lot of moisture, and I'm only there a few months a year. And you might want to explain to our listeners what LVP is.
Right. So LVP is a luxury vinyl plank flooring. I would say if you're putting it in any sort of off-grade house, anything with a wood subfloor, you want to make sure you have a WCP core. So when you buy vinyl plank, you can get an SPC, which is a stone and plastic composite core, which is really dense. And it's good if you're going over like a concrete foundation because it won't indent if you put anything heavy on it. If you're going on any kind of wood floor or any kind of floor that flexes, if you get a WCP, which is a wood and plastic core, basically like your core of your floor is made out of plastic. So if that wood flexes or gives, the floor is going to give with it, and it's not going to break, it's not come apart in the seams, things like that. And it also is going to hold up to weather, and it's going to hold up to any sort of moisture you have out there. So if it's any kind of off-grade house, any kind of wood subfloors, WCP. If you're going over a concrete, you can do WCP or SPC. Just whichever one you prefer at that point, as far as colors and textures and things like that. But wood subfloor, never put SPC in. So that's one big thing to look for. And then, you know, look at your wear layer. If it's a hunting cabin, you're going to want something that's like a 20 mil wear layer. So that's how much finish is put on top of the floor. It's going to stop it from getting scratched. Because you can imagine going in and out of a hunting cabin. I'm sure you're going to be wearing boots and, you know, weapons and bows and all sorts of stuff. So you want something with a good acrylic bead as far as the finish. It's going to stop and protect it from, you know, getting worn out and things like that. So I'd say a WCP product with an attached pad and then probably a 20 millimeter wear layer would be something that would hold up and work really good for that.
Okay, so if he decides now that he's gotten this answer that he wants to bring, have you come out and take care of this, how would he get in touch with you?
So I'd be happy to come out and just look and give him a free estimate. And he can call us at our store at 850-332-5905. You can look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or just stop by our location on Palafox Street, 9320 North Palafox. The girls are there all day long, 9 to 5, and they're happy to help. And they're even let you check out some samples and colors, so you can take it out there and look and see how it looks and bring them back to us. Or you can check out samples and schedule an appointment. I'll come out, measure, and bring samples back for you.
Nice.
So you got to make a trip back.
Oh, excellent. Okay, lots of questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Here's a big one. Is Jonathan a home builder?
So here's the thing. We are licensed home builders, but more so we got the license because we do a lot of remodels and rehabs and things like that. So we work with quite a few different home builders. That we actually have a few houses going up now that are our houses. But to cut it short, we haven't gotten into building for individuals. Mm-hmm. It's just not something we've pursued, even though we are licensed for it. But sometimes you do too many things and then you're too spread out, you know, and I like to focus on something that we're really good at. And remodeling and flooring is what we're good at. So it may be something in the future we may start building for other people, but right now we just haven't really got into it. I would call Father Daughter Construction, FD Builds. They're a good company, or English company, David English. They're also another good builder.
Well, one of the things you mentioned in the past, too, is that because you've been in business such a long time and very specific things that you do, you really have specialists on your team.
It's true. It is. We do. So, like, we have sheetrock guys, painters, floor guys, carpenters. And like I said, we are actually building a couple houses right now for ourselves that we may sell. But as far as, you know, just getting into building for the public, my only concern is I just don't want to take on too many things at one time, too many different avenues. You know, I want to make sure we're really good at what we do.
So if we're
focused on flooring, let's be good at flooring, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's not fair, building your own house. Well, who do you think you are?
Well, we are licensed to do it,
kidding.
So I like doing it. I enjoy doing it.
I bet.
I just don't want to.
I want to see that finished house. I bet it's going to be gorgeous.
I don't want to overpromise anything. You know, I say, oh, yeah, we'll build your house for you, and then it takes us 6 months to get it.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. All right, more questions coming in, 850-437-1620. Jonathan says, we are about to begin construction on a piling house on the Sound. What type of flooring do you recommend for a house so close to the water? Ooh, I bet a lot of people can relate to this question.
Yeah, so we actually just did a big piling house out in Gulf Breeze, and we did the house and we did the staircase with the same thing. But it would be the same along the lines of what I was just talking about with the WCP, because that's going to be an off-grade house. Not only is it off-grade, but it's on piling, so it's going to shift. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a hurricane or something, it's definitely going to shift. So you want a floor that's going to flex and move with it. So I would definitely do a WCP vinyl plank in there. You could do a glue down wood. I would probably stay away from ceramic tile. You could do that for like shower walls, but I wouldn't do the main area of the house with it.
Interesting, because I think of tile being good with water.
Right, but if
moisture.
It moves, the house shifts at all, that tile is going to crack.
Okay.
So you want something that's going to shift with the house, especially being on pilings like that.
Wow,
so
okay. That's
WCP vinyl plank, glue down wood. Those are going to be your two best. And then obviously you can do carpet if you want to, but I wouldn't do that out by the water probably.
Mm-hmm. So you do carry all of those things in your showroom?
Yeah, we do. Okay. Carry all of them. And then we have a pretty good selection of them. So, and if you, I tell people all the time, like if you go somewhere else to a different store and you find something that you like that we don't have, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 times we can order and get it for you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, you could really use any showroom in Pensacola. If you go there and you're like, hey, I like this floor, we can order anything they can order. So, and the same with us. I mean, most of our flooring, you go somewhere else, those people can order it too.
Mm-hmm.
We most of us get it from the same supplier. So If you find something we don't have, now if it's Lowe's or Home Depot, like a big box store, they have their own line and their own brand. Mm-hmm. But most of your local flooring stores, we can get anything if you find something somewhere else too.
Okay, great. Okay, another question for you. This is an interesting one. Does Jonathan rent containers by the day, the week, etc.?
Right. So we do. So we rent dumpsters out. We've actually partnered and sold a lot of our dumpsters to another guy, Abraham, that's taken over the container business for us. But yes, they're still up for rent. And so if you call, we're just going to refer you over to Abraham and then he'll send one out for you.
Okay, great. All right. More questions coming in. If we're almost getting down to the end of the half hour now, believe it or not. We've got about 10 more minutes. So there's still time for questions at 850-437-1620. Okay. This one is, I see your trucks and your brother at Lowe's every week and around town. Congratulations on all your success. I remember last year when you were doing the floors of the airport. Absolutely love that flooring. Would you recommend using that same flooring in an office building I'm doing downtown right now? It's going to be a high traffic area. Or what would you recommend for something that's going to be in a high traffic area?
Yeah, so we did. We did the airport out there. We did American Airlines. And that's a funny story because I did not realize how divided it up. But like American has their own hub in their section. United has theirs.
Oh, really?
Delta. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And so like Americans, they're responsible for their area. So their break room, their bathroom, they're responsible for all of that.
I would have thought the airport would have been responsible for, as a whole.
But they're not. So the airport's responsible for like those main walkways you come through and like the desk. Mm-hmm. But then, like I said, United has their own section of the building. You know, American does, all these companies that are there. So actually it was the main branch out of Texas that hired us to redo the break rooms for the employees. So we did all the break rooms, the bathrooms, and we did American's whole section.
Wow.
And we used a glue down LVP for that. Mm-hmm. Glue down something that it's a great product. It's going to hold up to a lot of foot traffic. That's where you're going to see that in like all your big box stores. And as far as on the floor, you know, if you have a lot of foot traffic, a glue down product will probably hold up the best as far as you don't have to worry about the locks holding together or breaking or coming apart because it's not locked together. It's glued down, a full glue down system. So that would be something great to put into a commercial setting. And most of the time on your commercial products, you're going to see the wear layer is going to start at a 20 millimeter and go to a 28. When residential, I'm always saying make sure you get a 20 millimeter wear layer. That's usually about the highest for residential, but commercial starts at a 20 and then it's going to go to a 28. So you can get a 28 millimeter wear layer, and that's just another layer of acrylic bead that's going to stop it from having walk patterns and getting worn out and a lot of foot traffic, you know.
Well, now I'm curious, with something like that, that's going to be the public and you're hoping that it's going to last several years, obviously. So how do you decide on the colors? How do you figure out the look of the space,
well,
right?
Sometimes
because now
you've,
if you're saying you have the other hubs, they're all going to be different. So how do you have a designer? You have somebody that helps you figure that out?
Right. So most of the time we can talk to them. So like in their situation, we don't need to match the other ones because like this is their area. So we need to match American Airlines.
Right.
We don't really care what Delta is doing over there. They didn't hire us. You know?
Careful. Right. They might be listening.
Well, if they want to hire us, they can. But
okay. There you
but,
go.
So, and that's going to go. It's going to be the same thing for most of your places. Like if you come to my store, like our colors are red and black. So like
oh,
we have
excellent
red
choice.
And black. We have a black roof, you know, we have red trim.
Excellent choice.
So those floors are going to be different for every building, but mm-hmm. but we're going to pick something that matches the building. You don't want nothing too far crazy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, if you ever want to change your wall color, furniture, stuff like that, you want something that's going to kind of go with it. But you're going to see that a lot of your natural woods, a lot of your grays, they're considered common colors now. Mm-hmm. Like a gray floor is a common color now. It's not off the wall to have a gray floor, you know, or any sort of natural wood. But again, it really comes down to the building and to the design of the building. And, you know, a lot of times we can look at it and I can help figure something out or find something that goes with it. Like we did all the pediatric centers for Pensacola Hospital. And so we did like a turquoise, like a brown wood.
Ooh, nice.
With a turquoise color in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a lot of like all their exam rooms, the vinyl on the benches we refinished was all turquoise. And so I mean that's a situation right there when they were like, hey, we want a turquoise floor. It's like we don't have a lot of that.
Right.
You know, so we had to really search and find it. But if somebody would have asked me ahead of time, I probably would have been like, oh, that's not gonna look good. But when it's all done, like this turquoise floor matches this building perfectly and looks
mm-hmm.
good. So every building's gonna be a little bit different.
Very interesting. Okay. Someone joining us is asking, and we give that information again, is where is your showroom located?
Maybe
give a landmark too.
Right. It's on Palafox Street, like one block south of 9 Mile Road. So if you're coming down Palafox, right before you get to Nile Mile Road, we're on the right-hand side, right across from King's Buffet or Tractor Supply, if you know where that is on Palafox and 9 Mile, we're right across the road from that. It's 9320 North Palafox, so is the address.
Okay, very good. All right, here is a question you're going to have to pay some attention to, because I'm not even sure what this person's talking about, but clearly they know their stuff.
Okay? I'll do the best I can.
All right, this is about condos who often have dated HOA rules that are against wood floors on the second floor units, even adding area rugs. Doesn't higher MIL LVT with proper underlayment match decibel sound transmission allowance? Has Jonathan dealt with a remedied, educated HOA or HOAs? LVT is easier to clean and more hygienic.
Right. So we have. We actually just did a condo building out in Perdido Key. So what he's talking about is your soundproofing. So all of your condo buildings are going to have a certain soundproofing that's basically their standard that you have to go to. So all of your LVP is going to have a certain sound rating. So you just gonna have to ask the HOA, hey, what is your sound rating? And then match that to your LVP to see if it matches. Whether it does or doesn't, it really not that big of a deal. I would pick the LVP you want. We can do a sound layer under it before we put it down. So we have a foam pad that's soundproofing that will match their decibel levels. We also have a cork, and so it's a full cork, and we just roll it out and glue it down, and it's a much higher sound decibel. So if they had a really high one, we could put that down. And occasionally, you might pick an LVP that, especially if it's an outdated building, some of their decibels may be low already, and so the LVP may be enough for what they're asking for. But if it's not, it's not that big of a deal. We just put a sound barrier down, and we put the floor over it, and it's not that big of a deal.
Okay, great. Great questions coming in this morning, y'all. 850-437-1620. Got another one. I'm thinking of converting my detached garage to an apartment. Is that something you could give me an estimate on? I'm working in the plans, but not quite that far along yet.
Right. So, we can give you a rough idea. Obviously, we're going to need a full set of plans of exactly what we're going to do a full estimate. But in most cases, I can come out, look at it, and I can pretty much tell me what you want. I can do a rough idea of an estimate. I probably can do a full estimate.
And you don't charge to come out to do that?
No, it's free. And majority of the time, we can get a full estimate without a set of plans. But obviously, a set of plans would be helpful so that we know exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, we do that. And we can make a mother-in-law suite or an attached apartment or guest house or however you want to do it. But we can do it for sure.
Excellent. Okay. Here's another one. What is your suggestion on terrazzo floor? T-R-A-Z-Z-O.
Well, the terrazzo floor, so those are an old dated floor, but they've held up really well. So the old terrazzo floors, I actually have a house on 60th right now that I just looked at.
What does that look like?
It's basically like finished concrete with a bunch of specks or rocks in it.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw it, you would know exactly what it is.
Okay, yeah.
It's hard to explain, but if you saw it, it was big in the 80s, late 90s, or early 90s, I should say. But it's one of those floors that really lasts forever. If you like the look of it, it's going to last forever. Like I said, I have a house on 60th. We're putting vinyl plank in, and the lady has terrazzo in there. And she was like, they've been here since I moved in, and she's had the house for 30 years. And they still, it's basically like a concrete floor.
Wow.
Roughly. So you can, finish them and polish them like VCT tile and put a new coat of wax on them. Sometimes they need that.
Just to freshen them up without necessarily removing it.
But majority of the time, the only reason that we're covering up or going over them is people just tire of the look or a stated look, and they just want to get a new, fresher look. It's not usually because the floors are damaged. Usually the floors have held up well.
Okay. It's hard to believe, but you have about a minute left.
Okay. All right.
So many great questions this morning, y'all. Jonathan's going to be a regular on the show, I believe, coming up.
I am.
So is it every Wednesday?
I'm going to try to do it every Wednesday, yeah. Obviously, I missed last Wednesday because my kid was graduating. My youngest, he was graduating fifth grade.
You're allowed. That's okay. Fifth grade, though. Huge.
But otherwise, yeah, I plan on being here every Wednesday. I kind of like coming. And I like having a chance to interact with the public as much as possible. And I don't mind taking questions.
I love the questions because it's so many. I mean, it seems like everyone I know is working on a remodeling project.
Right.
Maybe it's the nature of the homes here. I don't know. It just seems like people are always, so it's a great format.
I feel like people are always either working on a remodeling project or they have one they want to do. They haven't started yet.
Yeah, thinking
about
it.
Because I'm that way. I have like two or three. Like for the last 3 years, I've been planning on painting the outside of my house and haven't got to it yet.
Right.
So like I've been thinking about it and I thought about even doing it this Labor Day weekend, like Memorial Day weekend. Taking off. I was like, maybe we should start painting the front of the house. But
well, seeing how much luck you had with fishing, maybe it is time to start.
Yeah, yeah. But then I decided to fish, and then we didn't do nothing there. So.
There you go.
It is okay. So.
All right, Jonathan Cook here with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. Great company. He's been in this community a long time. They give back in many, many ways. In addition to the great service, everybody that's texted in has always had something complimentary to say. So that's a really great thing, Jonathan.
I appreciate it. You know, we couldn't do it without our customers, without the community. So I do appreciate it. And if you need us, just give us a call, 850-332-5905, or feel free to stop by our showroom, 9320 North Halifax, or look up Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Facebook. Send me a message.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. All right.